Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And it says that, you know, we are called to think on certain things. The, you know, parameter of our thought process, it talks about that. And I would focus your attention on think and on and weigh and take account of these things. The Amplified Version says, that is, fix your mind on them, right? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are serious about wanting a better life in this new year of 2024, you must change the way you think. And the best way to stop thinking about something is simply to think about something else. When you don't enjoy, for example, a certain TV program, what do? You switch channels. Does the channel you don't like no longer exist? No, it's there. You choose to switch back to it. Likewise, when you find yourself stuck in a repeated thought pattern that's detrimental to you, one that plays like a broken record on your mind, take action, right? 2024 must be a year of action for you in every aspect of your living. Amen? Refuse to loan your mind to the devil for his scheme. The only place a thought can live is in your mind. The only power a thought has over you is the power you give it. God says, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, God gives you the options, but he won't exercise them for you. Choosing the right thought is like flipping a light switch. It dispels darkness and eliminates the room. Your most dominant thoughts will control your life. So make sure they line up with God's word. And I encourage you that fix your mind and change your life, because 2024 is a year of new beginnings, new achievements, new vision, new mission for your life. Amen? Hallelujah. So take control of your thoughts. Fill your mind with the word of God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, we glorify you. O Lord God Almighty, we have no other place to go to but thee and thee alone. You are our hiding place. You are our shelter, our fortress, our refuge and our strength. Lord God Almighty, I pray help us to train our mind and train our thoughts, Lord, in the things of God. Set our mind on things above and not below. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that Father, we'll be spiritually sane and spiritual-minded people. Oh, Father God, we'll be fortified with faith in our mind. We'll have a great vision for our own lives in 2024, for our wives, for our children. Abba, Father, I pray, give us the grace. This morning, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, O Lord. And Lord, I pray that you will lift them up. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with ill health in our midst. Lord, your word very categorically says that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And today is the day of healing. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of salvation. I pray your people will enjoy good health and strength and vigor and vitality and longevity, because you are a God who never fails. I praise you and I thank you, worship you and adore you and magnify you and give you the praise of God. Bless your people with, Lord, long life, and I thank you. With prosperity, thank you. We bless you, we worship you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.